Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Tuesday, July 13th, 2021. Today he is talking about the need to release negative self-judgments. Inner peace is available to all. As Saul and I have often told you, there is only one. Let that statement sink in and settle deeply into your hearts, because it is the truth. You need to remind yourselves of this at least once daily, and preferably many times. You are one with Source, with Love, and with all sentient life forms. There is no separation, and there is no possibility of separation. So set and keep setting the intent to treat all, especially yourselves, only lovingly. There are no enemies. Love is always unconditionally loving and accepting of all sentient life, because it is all sentient life. That is how it has always been, and how it will always continue to be. For a long time, as humans, when you too strongly judge yourselves negatively as not good enough, unworthy, shameful, or unacceptable in any way at all, many of you develop cancer. Now avoid permitting that to happen by making a point of forgiving yourselves and all others for any errors, mistakes, misbehaviors, or wrongdoings that you or they have committed. Then make a very firm intention to truly love and accept yourselves just as you are. God does, so why would you disagree with him? And allow any cancer or any hint or intimation of cancer developing within your bodies to dissolve. Cancer is a sign that a person does not fully accept themselves, and yet everyone who chose to incarnate did so from their natural God-given state of utter and complete self-love and self-acceptance, indicating that they have identified very strongly with the belief in the sense of separateness with which the game or dream of life in form presents them. That too is a choice, and you always have the power to change any thoughts or beliefs that no longer serve you, such as your belief that you are unworthy of love. And of course, never tell someone who has cancer that it is their belief in their unworthiness, inadequacy, or shamefulness that has caused it, as you try to help them to come to a state of loving self-acceptance. That would be an egotistical attempt on your part, quite possibly completely below your level of conscious awareness, to demonstrate your spiritual superiority. No one is superior to another, ever, because you are all infinitely beloved expressions of the One, created perfect by the One in its own likeness. All are perfect. Obviously, within the dream illusion, this most certainly does not seem to be the case. But then nothing in the dream illusion is real. Everyone who incarnates as a human chooses to do so in order to learn lessons they have, with great wisdom realize they desire to learn to assist them in their spiritual evolution. And every human is on a path of spiritual evolution. This has been occurring since the dream illusion was constructed eons ago, and all those in human form at this moment in the collective evolutionary process are also here to assist in the collective awakening process, and they do this by discarding the individual masks or disguises that the illusory state of separation has encouraged them to put on, and then engaging in loving service by being themselves, and by gently and humbly demonstrating love in action as they interact with others in any way at all. Even though it may appear to you that the vast majority of humans remain completely unaware of their divine nature, nearly all of them are actually in a state of dissatisfaction with their lives, and are trying to understand why they seem to lack any real meaning, and hoping that this is not the case. This is the first step towards the realization that there must be something that they are missing, that surely life does have a meaning, and that there has to be a purpose to life other than basic bodily survival. This uncomfortable feeling is leading them to seek out people who can offer them some hope and guidance, people who are at peace within themselves, and who can help them to start finding their own inner peace. like those of you reading this and other beautiful channeled messages. Inner peace is available to all, but first a person has to quieten and slow down the almost constant stream of anxious thinking which their fear-filled egos use to distract them by filling their minds with fearful what-if thoughts and worries. This is achieved by going within at least once daily to your holy inner sanctuaries where peace and love are always present. You do not have to do anything. Just relax into yourselves and allow yourselves to become aware of the miracle that is your life, a life that is eternal, and rejoice in the knowing, and you do know, that you are eternally one with Source, just as you were created. When thoughts arise that attempt to convince you that there is only a material or physical reality in which you are having a temporary and separate existence that terminates finally and forever with your human death, call on me directly for help in dissolving or dismissing those totally invalid thoughts and ideas. I am always available and will instantly come to your assistance, offering you limitless love. And if you will allow yourselves to do so, you will feel my love replenishing you. I am with you all, always, just to do that, and I am exceptionally good at it. Therefore, never hesitate to call on me, and know that it gives me great joy when you do so. I love you all unconditionally, and I want you never to forget that. Call on me anytime. I am always available and will always answer you immediately. Your loving brother, Jesus.